everyone to another edition of the Koi Whitlock Podcast Show. Thank you for your prayers. Things are getting ready to move on. We're having a meeting and everything. Jessica. Like I said before in the last episode, who knows where things might go with him next year. Hopefully they will stay good, stay on a good track, and she is coming to the meeting. Because I told my aunt, Mooney person, I was like her dad and everything. So she can defend that stuff and tell people her story, what's going on. This is the last time. Taking my neck out again. I got my team and everything together. I rebuilt my life. Now I'm sticking things out for her again. Here we go again, people. But God touched my heart, and all Christians go through things and they stick their wings. We talk about it. I just can't stop thinking about the fifth season of Star Trek Discovery. And I can't stop thinking about Strange New Worlds. What the heck is going on in 2022? Come on! Thank you! I know you were here the whole lot of times. Thank you. I don't know what's going on in our government, but I guess they doing the same old thing. I guess we gotta talk about them people in Capitol Hill and the White House. Get started. Got more. Yeah. Well, Henry came past. He picked up the rent and everything. And he told me that he'd get in touch with the service coordinator and things is just about to start to move. Hopefully, nothing goes wrong. This is a temporary bridge for Candy and everything. And we're coming across to rescue her and the kid, and definitely my daughter. I'm not leaving my daughter, Jessica, behind. And this time, I'm sticking with her. And I'm not going to lose her this time. If we have to, we will put her in another home. But she's things going to change. And this is what this meeting is for. The last draw for her. For Candy Clark. Candy Lynn Clark. This is the last draw for her. My ex-wife. Children of my six children. Mother of my six children. This is the last draw for her. I mean, she can stay with the guy all she wants, her and the baby. But my daughter is going to be protected, you know. Or she can come and join the family. And she can stay at the apartment that she got and get rid of that guy. And stay at the home she got. We can come together as two parents that, like we're supposed to, grow up, both of us. I'm even saying myself, grow up like we're supposed to and take care of these kids. No matter if they're grown or not, they still our children and we still got to be there for them. Bottom line, no ifs or buts. Just bottom line. And you got a seventh child by another guy. This seventh child didn't have to come in this world and you're going to have to take care of him too. So, that's why she's coming to the meeting, too. We want to know what's going on with her. We want to know inside story. And this is the last one. Either she get it together or she's out. And when she do get it together and she decides to leave that guy, good. No us, no ties or nothing. Take him downtown, whatever. Nope. Let him go find another place. Stay. That's your place. That's your place. You have your name is on that lease. Then he don't come to see. He can pick up his child and everything, but he don't come in that house. Because when he called my daughter a name, that's it. No, that's it. And since she got her own place, that's good. Because hopefully they can do something to help her get furniture in her place. I mean, I'm fine. I'm moving into my own place again, and I'm fine. My concern is about my daughter. Because her mother got her own place, and she needs help with furniture and stuff like that. Then that's what we need to do. You know? And, I mean, this is the last girl. You know? This is the last one. You know? Everything from 2017 to 2022, I've been hitting things out of the ballpark. God's been blessing me left and right. I mean, since 2019 and 2016, left and right, you know, I just came out of darkness with her and everything. I mean, I'm not giving a break. Like I said, my elevation is up. It's up. It's yellow alert. It's up. Elevation yellow. And it will go to red alert, and I will cut her off for good. You know, and once I know I'm safe, I'm protected, and my daughter's protected, and she's doing good. You need to get her butt in church, get baptized, get something, wash all that devil sin off, and start reading the Bible, and start praying. Leave them men alone. You know, she had Ernest Newkirk, and she had this guy now. They was no good for her. You know, and I did things too, I mean, but we had children together, you know, and I probably would, some of y'all probably say I was no good for her too, so yeah, I'll take that. I mean, Candy Lynn Clark, she's really a good woman, and she just made poor decisions, you know. And she just made bad decisions. And she made a really bad decision this time. Because this is the bottom line. The buck stops here. Okay? I'm putting it all on the line for this one. No. The buck stops here. Right at this meeting. Either you leave him alone. You got yourself a place. You got yourself a new kid. You want to be with your daughter, Jessica? You want her to stay with you? They can give you furniture. They can give you a service coordinator. They can give you people to help you. They did it before, and they would do it again. But for me and you, we just made friends. Okay? Who knows what time will bring? You know, we're not going to get into that. But right now, we made friends and parents. And concentrate on our children, our kids, our babies, their lives. And like I said, she's more than welcome to participate in the family activities and stuff and come with us on family trips and dinner outs and stuff like that. But I'm concentrating on getting my license, getting me a new place, getting my second book published, getting my third book published, doing my podcast, and concentrating on God. I'm starting my Bible study on Sunday, because I know I'm dealing with fire, so I'm definitely starting my Bible study. Every time we deal with her, it's fire of hell, you know. But, like, again, she just made bad decisions, you know. And she's one lovable woman, you know, and she has the right to say those things about me and because she's angry and everything. But don't go downtown and don't listen to people about this and that and all that. You know? Don't try to keep my daughter away from me and let people tell you to go downtown and stuff like that. Because it won't backfire on you, you know? And then, you know, now you with this guy who don't like her, don't like him, what they saying, that Michael saying, you saying, that's your story, and we gotta investigate it, you know? And once we investigate it, there's no turning back, right? Right, people? And this is all a big lie. I mean, it will be some consequences. I mean, I'm pretty sure it will. If this is all a big lie and everything, it will be some consequences in this. And I just wonder, anybody have found themselves in this kind of situation, you know, wondering that you're doing good? I mean, husband or wife, boyfriend or girlfriend, doing good, you're away from your ex, and all of a sudden, now they're in trouble again, and here you come with your good heart and your good Christian way, and saying, well, he's my father, he's my children's father, or he's my father, or something like that. And you go out of your way once again for this family member, a former family member. I mean, how many people do that? How many of y'all do that? Go out your way for another family member. Just keep going out your way for him or her. And on sudden, you find out everything they're saying is just to get you out there and help them, and then they go mess up again for the 10th, 13th, 15th time. I mean, I'm talking about your brother, your sister, your ex, including mom and dad, you know, your grandmother, grandfather, your cousins, even your best friends. One time y'all were just buddies, and then that person just fell from grace. Just fell out of the wrong crowd, and you can't believe it. And you just had to go on with your life. And then all of a sudden, she comes back telling you the story. I mean, or he comes back and telling you this story. I mean, leave your comments at YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. I'm all on all formats, all social formats. And just leave a like. Come here, listen to the show, and thank you for everyone around the world who listened to the show. Thank you for all the promoters, you know. Thank you as speaker and effort for the music and stuff like that. I'd like to thank all my sponsors and all my promoters and all the people who helped me with this show, including my listeners. And over the years, it was only a couple of listeners listening to this show. But I got a lot of listeners now. In Baltimore, in Russia, UK, and so all of y'all all over the world who listening to this show, who have a Christian heart, and is praying for this family. I don't know, and I can only promise y'all that I'm going to do my best as a father this time. I only can promise you and Jesus, my fans, who listen to this show, I will promise you I will try not to mess up this time. And I will work with my ex-wife. Won't be mad at her. Past is the past. And hopefully, she will work together with me to get things back up on hand. And I want to have everyone on the show one day. And I'm also going to have her on the show. I really don't want to do this. I really don't want to do that show. But I've been thinking about it for a long time. And over the years, it seemed like I've been dreaming about her. I dream about her all the time, you know. And I just don't want nobody. And it's nobody would ever live up to the things that we did. You know, and I love her for the children that I got and the friendship that we had and the great memories that we put together. Not the bad ones, but the great ones. The bad ones are giving me wisdom and teach me how to not to do those things no more. Pull myself away from that and do right. I mean, if this post we do get the second chance and we do get back together, what I'll do is I'll pull 100% to try to make sure she's comfortable and not go back to the ways that she went. You know, make sure I get an A+ instead of C-, and all from her. And since I'm already doing what I want to do now, and somehow God just blesses up and he just blessed me with doing this podcast, doing my YouTube channel, and writing my book, and working at Mercy Hospital and all, with that job, you know, at the retirement home for the Catholic preachers. I mean, that's a good job that I got. I mean, I just got a raise, and just got a medical raise, and $15 an hour now, and I'm doing really good. I'm totally blessed, you know. I think I am, you know, with all this stuff that's going on with me and getting up every day to go to work, and I get a lot of overtime. I mean, I'm doing overtime now, working 3 weekends in a row. But I'm going to get some of those weekends to my daughter. And that's not going to go and say I'm tired and all that stuff. I'm just going to just push myself, you know, to give to her, to sit there with her, to be with her, and all that. And I you know, it's just, I don't really care about no supervision and all that bullcrap and all that court stuff and things in the past and stuff like that. I just want to be with my children. And the new addition to the family, my daughter-in-law, and my son Michael, who's amazing, who's trying to help us get this thing together and going to school and getting his life together and stuff like that. And just my little sweetheart, Jessica. She's this amazing little girl. You know, young lady, I should say now. I just can't get out of it. They grown now, you know. But the situation with me and her mother, I think, is still ashy. It's still a lot of ashes in that. And it's still a little smoke. And the mere smoke is fire. I mean, if I can smell the smoke, if I can see the smoke, then it's fire somewhere. And she need to put the fire out, or she just be left in that fire. And I'm not playing this time. I'm not, you know. But I'm taking my daughter with me, you know. Taking her, she's staying with her brother, or they're gonna put her somewhere where she'll be safe and Candy, she'll go live with, she'll go see her mother and see me and all that. But no, not having no guy that call her out her name and stuff like that. If this is true, if this is really true, what she's saying, Candy's saying, like I said. She's a manipulator, and she's a deceiver. And everything she say and do, you gotta question it. And you gotta back up before you just jump right in. Because if you just jump right in and boom, you're gonna get burned. It happened in the past a whole bunch of times. Now, God split us up for a reason. And now, hopefully this is His power bringing us back together. Now, the tricky part is, we know the devil works in strange, Satan works in strange ways too. He can bring people into your life and try to destroy you, which you build. With God help you build, He can bring people back that already destroyed you once, back again, and try to destroy you again. That's what I'm talking about. Because it says in the Bible, he's a destroyer, he's a deceiver. And he will bring people that you already know, and also people that you love, take them people and try to destroy you. And he will start where you was last successful at and work his way down, destroying you again. But I swear, I know from my facts and my experience, God, Jesus, is not going to let that happen. And all y'all Christian people all over the world, Baltimore, like I said, just pray for this family. Right? Put it on the prayer. Pray for this family that it will be a successful story and all. And that's what I want. I'm a father of 6 children, one in heaven, and 5. I got 4 with me. Ashley, Donald, Jester, and Michael. I got a daughter-in-law who he just added to the family. So Ashley got another little one to take care of as well. And that's my son's girlfriend. Hopefully they're talking about time to not, you know. And like I said, the family is not decreasing. The family is growing. The family is growing. It's not DC. It's growing. And Candy need to get on her high shoes, because she's going to be a grandmother. Once they tie the knot, she's going to be a grandmother. And she need to elevate herself. I mean, really elevate herself. I mean, one good thing about it, she got her own place. That's just wonderful. Like I said, I did not say no bad things about her. I don't hold no grudge against her. I don't hold no hate against her, because I hate the word hate. I hate that word. And I just talk to God in this apartment all the time, and I told God that I don't wish nothing bad on her. And I want her to see, me grow, you know. And I want her to grow. But I want her to grow not messing with people who are going to destroy her and make her bad, making her have children and being mean to the kids and stuff like that. You know, she can do good by herself. I mean, she can take that apartment that she got. She can help Jessica. She can do things. She can get all the help. She is eligible for all Maryland programs. I mean, she's just like me. I get mobility. I get service coordinator. I get case manager. I get a job coach. She is eligible for all that too. And I'm going to make sure she get it. But if she mess up again, this is the last time. I'm going to give her this package, and I'm going to say, this is yours. This is yours. We're not married. We're friends. This is yours. You keep it, or you leave it. You like it, or love it. You either love it, or don't love it. Whatever you do with it, this is yours. I'm giving you another head start. I'm giving you another rejump. Because you are the mother of my children. And I don't want nothing to happen to you. But as far as that, and we can rebuild our relationship as friends and all. But you have to get rid of the people and that person and stuff like that. I don't know the guy, and he had the right to defend himself, stuff like that. Hear his side of the story and all that stuff. As far as I know, Candy was telling me that he has a disability and he has some kind of alaxa or something like that. I don't know what she was saying. I forgot what she said he had. That he can't work and stuff like that. And he even hits his own child. The little baby, the 2-year-old. And he's not going to call my daughter Jessica. I don't know her name. It's not going to happen. So people, this the story. This is my story. This is what's going on in my life. And this is why I'm on and off the air. And this is why I'm on and off and doing the podcast and stuff like that. Because I'm dealing with this, you know. And God will intervene. He will get this together. And the enemy, the devil, he's a liar. He think he's going to destroy this. He's a liar. He's the king of all lies, and he's a liar. I'm going to save my daughter, and I'm going to try to save her mother. But he's a liar. And I'm going to tell her, go to church. And you're going to get yourself in church. And you're going to get yourself together. Okay? I mean, probably it's too late for you to start working and stuff like that. But you're going to get yourself together. Right? You got a kid. You got children. You got grown children that love you. And you got that little baby that love you. And dependent on you. And you're going to get it together. You're going to listen to these people. You're not going to give them no problems. Because there's nothing more I can do. I can point you to the right people and either take it or leave it. Love it, like it, or leave it. That's all I can do for you. As far as my daughter Jessica, she's going to get stuff. And we're going to have to, if we have to pull out your house and put it in Michael's house or put it in another house, that's what we're going to do. But you have a choice right now. Because before we leave this table, Jessica's going to have a place. And she's going to have stuff coming in. You know. And we love you. I mean, I'm not going to let nothing happen to you. I told you, if you ever leave me, this is what I'm going to say to it. I told you, I already told you at the beginning, if you ever leave me and you ever find somebody new, he damn sure better be good to you. And like I said, I will be there. So, I just want anybody ever know, because I'm just so happy that I found my daughter. And I just got to share my story with y'all. And this is what this podcast is about. And you get online, you go to YouTube, go to my YouTube channel and all that stuff. Leave your comments and just share your story, you know? Share your story. Send them a story. Same story I like. Opposite story. Whatever. You know? Don't be afraid to leave your comments and stuff like that. Because I know the Star Trek fans who don't like Discovery are going to leave that comment. Because I read them before. But, guys, once again, those who pray for me, Thank you. Yeah. And it's just, this family just came a long way. You know, we came a long way, and I just want the best for my kid. And doing this, and doing the show and everything, stuff like that, I just hope that things will work out for us in the long run. Because, I mean, I will make it. And I got fans like y'all, Christian people who listen to this show. And hopefully my book will do good. Hopefully y'all go to Amazon and pre-order Mr. Boogie Shoes. Go pre-order that book right now. Go to my website, Corey Whitlock, CoreyWedlock. Pre-order Mr. Boogie Shoes. It's going to be a really good short book. Okay? It's going to set, it's a backstory about a captain. It's about a backstory. Okay? It's a backstory of a story that's coming. About a four-part story that's coming. And the backstory is, it's called Mr. Operation Mr. Boogie Shoes. And the story that it's connected to is called The Rise of Hitler, Planet 3492, The Rise of Hitler. Now that book is going to be a four-part series. Okay? Planet 3492, The Rise of Hitler. But this Mr. Boogie Shoes is the backstory of this book. Okay? So, if you want to understand Planet 3492, you're going to have to read the backstory. Because I'm doing the backstory first. Doing a little short version of what's to come. Okay? It's going to be a four-part book. Novel. A novel. Okay? This is a short story. Writing short stories right now, but the novels is coming, will be coming every year, and my short stories will come in every 6 months. So, and I'm also working on a TV play, I'm serious, called Harbor Citizens. It's Harbor Citizens. It takes place in Baltimore, Maryland, and about seven characters in different fields of their life, okay? And it's just like any other drama series, okay? Going to be a police officer, going to be a homeless man, going to be a doctor, going to be a blue child, going to be two police officers, one police officer, one city hall worker. And it's going to be in other people involved. In the first episode, I'm not going to give it away, but the first episode, the little girl, 12-year-old girl, something bad going to happen to her. And her uncle and her father are going to have something to do with it. Okay? That's all I'm giving you. Her uncle and her father have something to do with it. Something bad gonna happen at the first pilot of the episode. Okay? And if I get sold to Netflix, any other network, you probably will see it. Okay? But this, don't expect it this year, next year, or the year after. Because it's an early development. I mean, really early. So I'll expect you to see it between 2026 or 2027, 2028, 2029. No later than that. Because it's really early development. And it takes a long time really commencing to sell a TV show or strip. So, and I got another TV show called The Housekeepers. And it's another science fiction movie that aliens is watching us. They live in beyond us. And they housekeepers. They keeping us safe from enemies. And now we know about them and everything. So that's the second TV show. And many more short books is coming. Just working on that. And a lot of stuff's coming for the podcast show. I'm going to have special guests on here. Like my kids. Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica. And of course, Myra. If we find her. So people, hopefully, pray for us that we'll find Myra too. But we got the rest of them. And like I said, I'm thinking about doing an interview and a show with my ex-wife. So she can tell her side of the story too. Okay? Y'all heard my side. I want her to confess to her story. Her side. And I'm sure I'm be able to take it, you know. Cause I already confessed it right on the air to all of y'all what I did and everything. So, it's out there. It's off my chest. I feel good about it. I mean, not the things that I did, but I feel good that I got it off my chest. And don't have to face y'all. I can talk to y'all, but I don't have to face you. You know? That's the best thing. You have to just listen to me and let me confess to what the things I did, you know, stuff like that. And be your own judge. Good, bad, middle, whatever. Related, not related, really bad, pretty good, really good. Or on the mix, bad, ugly, and good. And who cares? Because God, Jesus loved me, and he's carrying me, you know, and I'm just saying that everybody deserves a second chance, you know, most people get more than that, like myself and my wife, my ex-wife, and yeah. So, it would be nice to hear her side of the story, too. It would be nice to hear her side of the story, too. You know? And I will give her that chance. And I will let her talk about her side of the story, you know. I will put her on a mic, on a microphone, and let her talk about her side of the story. And what we've been through, and what I put her through, and stuff like that. And the big question is, if everybody probably wonder, are we going to get back together? I don't see nothing on the horizon. I don't see that picture. Because maybe, maybe not. Maybe friendship forever, watching our children grow together and doing things together with them and all. But for us, I'm good. I am good on my side. No. I love Jesus. And I am good on my side. So, and people know what I'm saying when I'm saying I'm good on my side. You know, that I'm just good on my side, you know. And for that record, and for that note, let's talk about one of the greatest shows on television. It's on Paramount Plus. And like I said on the episode 25, one of them. this show needed. Yeah, episode 25. This show needed a fifth season. Star Trek rebooted the Star Trek fan side. It rebooted Star Trek. Star Trek was back in 2017. It was back. It was back on the air, and they gave us Star Trek again. Bottom line, I don't care what the haters say. I don't care what they say on YouTube. Just talk, do what they want. You know, a lot of bullcrap was about the show at the first, second, and third season. And it's finishing up the fourth season, and it's ready to start up the fifth season. They already start filming the fifth season. This is great news, you know. This is more greater than the announcement of the Strange New Worlds. To me, it's more exciting than the announcement of Strange New Worlds. But we already know Strange New Worlds was coming. And it's going to be a good show. And I told on other episodes, if Discovery don't get a fifth season, I'm dropping Star Trek for a long time. Because it's not right. It's not right. You know, we got people that hate Discovery. I mean, we got people that hate Deep Space Nine, still hate it. We got people still hate The Next Generation. We got people just love the original episodes. You know? This point. You know? And they don't like the other. They don't like Next Generation. They don't like Deep Space Nine. They don't like Voyager. They don't like Enterprise. They like the original episodes. You know? But those people is old. They old. They can't do TV. I mean, they can do guest stars. They can guest star on television. Like, Leonard Nimoy did. I mean, I'm sure Captain Kirk, William Shatner, will be happy to do a appearance as a future, go back and forward in time and do a future Jane T. Kirk, you know? Maybe I'll do an episode where they can bring him back to do Star Trek and you can see a future Jane T. Kirk. And he can play that. And that will bring him back, you know? You know, I mean, the time that they did the movies and stuff, and you can see a future Captain Kirk. Probably can do a future past Captain Kirk too, you know. If you get the person that played Captain Kirk in JJ movies, you know, it's a lot of things they can do with Strange New Worlds, because we still got William Shatner, we still got Michelle Nixon, we still got Walker Kong, we still got George Pratt, you know, and they can do a whole bunch of things. Future, past, present, they can do a lot of things. And yes, they can make a guest appearance. And one thing about this show is mostly like they make the set more bigger. They make the set more exciting. The screen, I saw the screen, view screen of the set. I mean, it's like the original start. It's Wichicom and everything. But I guess fans going to love it or be disappointed. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to turn out. But I you know, the hardcore fans going to, who knows what they're going to do. I mean, hardcore fans. The hard fans going to say, we want the original, but we like it. And the fans like myself, who just want Star Trek be on TV. We got NCSI Los Angeles. We got NCSI Hawaii. We got NCSI this. We got FBI this. We got FBI that. We got Law and Order, been on the air for 23 years. I mean, we need Star Trek too, because Star Trek started before all those shows. And it's the most popular franchise show on television. And Discovery Crew started it back. When Enterprise left, it was a gap. And Discovery brought the franchise back. Discovery brought the franchise back. And it's right up there. The most lovable Star Trek of all. Right beside Deep Space Nine. Right beside Voyager. Right beside Enterprise. Right beside Next Generation. And right beside the original. That's my order. I don't know anybody else's order. Some people, the original, Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Next Generation, Voyager. Some people got that order. But I just told you my order. Discovery, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, Enterprise, Next Generation, and original. That's my order, you know. And take it or leave it, like it or love it. You know, like it or love it, take it or leave it, love it or hate it. You know, that's what I've been trying to say. My mind is all confused. But fans, yeah. So we got all of that, and we know Discovery is coming back. You know, Lower Decks is coming back. You know, the other cartoon is coming back, and they already ordered season 2 from Strange New Worlds. They ordered a 5th episode for Discovery. Been approved, been renewed, and another episode for Strange New Worlds was already renewed before it even started. And third season of Picard was coming in March, and they already got the 4th season renewed for Picard. Because Captain Picard is going to be good, and then this was one of the shows that did without a crew, you know. And it's kind of strange, you know. But we got it. And I can't wait to see Picard either, you know. Strange New World's going to take over after Picard finish off. And guys, love it, I like, love it, I hate it. Take it or leave it. I mean, they all back. They all coming back for the third and second in all seasons. And I'm just glad that it's back. And Discovery broke the gap. It started Star Trek again and it broke the gap again. We got a 5th season of Discovery, and it's no more 4th, like the original and Enterprise did. And Enterprise was really a lovable show, too. It was starting to kick off. We were starting to love the characters. All the other characters were starting to get in parts and stuff like that. And Mayweather was my favorite. He was driving the ship. He was my favorite. The other two was like two stuck-up assholes. The other two guys, really didn't like them. And the lady that played the commander, played the Groton, she was okay. And Voyager, it was okay too. Deep Space Nine and Discovery is my favorite. And I still, and I love all of them. I love all the cast, and just love all the Star Trek. Don't hate them enough, because they gave a Star Trek. They got out of their bed and worked to 16 hours a day and gave a Star Trek, everyone. So, yeah. In the next episode, we're going to talk about abandoned buildings, okay? Like old buildings that was abandoned. Marvel Marbles. Everybody ever watch that show, Marvel, on the History Channel, Marvel Marbles? But we're going to talk about the abandoned buildings all over the world. Now, I've been watching this all day. And we're going to talk about all these strange abandoned buildings, what they were used for. They had buildings on islands, strange islands. They put people on there and they wouldn't let people go. That's right, they got islands and they had some kind of disease called the herpes, and they put these people on it and they didn't let them go. They had a prison in Georgia, and they had a prison in Georgia, and this prison had prisoners, and they had a prison farm in Georgia, and it came abandoned, and bad things started to happen to this prison, and Russia had this airplane during the Cold War, never got to use it. They built this airplane boat, and it can come out the water and start shooting missiles and stuff like that. And they call Marvel Marbles and abandoned Marvel Marbles. Buildings all over the world. I mean, abandoned buildings. And these buildings have been there for years and years and years and decades and stuff like that. It's on the Science Channel right now. The Science Channel. And I've been watching it all day. It's pretty good to learn about this stuff. And just wondering if anybody ever explored these places or seen these places in your state and have the old abandoned buildings and you go out and explore and your YouTube channel. And you go explore these places all over the country and the world. And you learn about these places and their history. I mean, it's really interesting to see these places. And this is what I want to do when I get my driver license. And just go to these places and explore them and learn their history and stuff like that. And we'll talk about it on the next episode. You know, Marvel. And old abandoned buildings and airplanes and stuff like that all over the world. And they've been around the world on this earth for a long time. So, and I'm going to get ready to leave y'all. And I'm going to start my second book, finish my manuscript with my book tomorrow. And give y'all another episode, two more episodes, and probably around March. I'm taking another break, and from there, from March, April, May, June, and July, probably around July, I will come back from a long break, finish up season 3, then I'll take another break, come back, start season 4. Of the Quake with Life podcast show. And I'll keep y'all updated what's going on with little Jessica and how things went in the meeting and all. So I'll give you a couple more episodes all the way to March that you know how I like the second season of Picard. Let you know how I like these Strange New Worlds since we're going to get a fifth episode of, fifth season of Discovery. So I'm going to tell you how I like that. Of course, I'm going to like it. You know, I'm a Star Trek fan. And we got a Star Wars movie coming in 2023. And anybody watch the Book of Boba Fett? I've been watching that. I've been watching the new Nickelodeon Star Trek. And Star Trek on Nickelodeon. I've been watching that. Star Trek Per, whatever they call it. I just can't get that name. I'll get it. I definitely will get the name. No, I'm keep trying. But new Star Trek with Janeway, and I watch that. I wait because the Book of Boba Fett comes on Wednesday, and Star Trek with Janeway comes on Thursday. So I wait until Thursday and watch them both. I flip it over to Paramount and watch that, and I flip it over to Disney, and then watch the Book of Boba Fett. And it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It needs a little bit more action in it, you know. But I like the Book of Boba Fett, you know. But hopefully, if Disney going to do Star Trek TV shows, they need a bit more action. They need to elevate it. Okay, Disney? Book of Boba Fett is really good, but we need more action. We need more exciting. Is he going to live up to the name of Star Trek? You're going to be the TV show right behind Star Trek. You need a little bit more action. You need a little bit more enemies. No. You need a little bit more fighting and stuff. Alright? So, Star Wars fans, I hope that you love that. Star Trek fans, we got it. Strange New Worlds. And always, Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, and Myra, and we love you. Live long and prosper. May the force of Jesus be with you always. Be safe out there. Don't be a stranger. And love each other. We need to love each other all across the world. Love each other. No hate, but Jesus first. See you on the next episode of Koi Without Podcast Show.